flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new segment here on Fesco and Dusty, as in we've moved along the 8 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Overland Park location, Rally House. Alex and Cody will be there.
All right.
You got two opportunities to win a $100 gift card. One of them, though, Alex said you're going to need to know Taylor Swift's song lyrics. So I don't know about you, but I'd start listening to about 22 different songs from Taylor Swift.
You better have some good karma going into this one.
Because, I mean, dude, $100 Rally House, man, that gets you a good head start on some good gear for Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, where, well, I guess we're the only ones picking the Chiefs to win this game because there's a lot of hatred, a lot of confidence on the Buffalo side.
We're going to be calling it Allenhead.
Allenhead.
We're going to be calling it Allenhead. Allenhead.
That is the resurgence of one, the Joker. That's what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Heath Ledger back to life. They AI'd Heath Ledger's voice.
We're going to be calling it Allenhead. Allenhead.
Or maybe that's the Penguin from those Adam West days.
Who is that? Is that Stink Stank Stunk?
No, but I can play a stink if you want to hear him. It's up to you.
Well, yeah.
I would say that I think it's their best chance simply because the Chiefs' offense is not what it has been the course of this time that we have watched these two teams battle. I would say that I think it's their best chance simply because the Chiefs' offense is not what it has been over the course of this time that we have watched these two teams battle.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, in terms of resume and accomplishments, better. But in this game, I don't think you can say based on the seasons they've had
that
Patrick Mahomes is better.
Mm-hmm. So they're talking about this game. They're talking about this game, you know, the AFC Championship game. You want to know what Patrick Mahomes' numbers are at AFC Championship game? He's thrown for 1,756 yards, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a completion percentage of 68%, a QBR of 109.8. He's 29. This is his 7th straight appearance. But it's this game that Josh Allen hasn't won yet. It's this game that Josh Allen's lost in Arrowhead. It's the playoffs where Patrick Mahomes has never lost to Josh Allen. But again,
it must be nice to pull a huge salary to be on TV to be ignorant like this stink guy.
But, I mean, you don't, you know, Bills, they should be confident.
I don't know that there is a team, and I think we've talked about this, that would maybe have more confidence going into Arrowhead and playing that team than the Buffalo Bills. Just the history, their ability to stand toe-to-toe with them in the past, their ability to beat them, familiarity with the coaches. You know, McDermott comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all of that. I think it's a confident team going to Arrowhead.
Oh, my God. Like, really ignorant conversation.
That's the same guy that went into Lambeau Field and said, we want the ball and we're going to score. And then he threw a pick six to Al Harris. How you doing?
I mean,
that's what I would do.
These are recent commentaries, or are these from 2018?
Where do you think these are? These are all from this year.
Because it
this
sounds
week.
Like they just woke up and they haven't watched anything since 2018. Like Stink Stank Stunk over there talking about
what this?
I would say that I think it's their best chance simply because the Chiefs' offense is not what it has been over the course of this time that we have watched these two teams battle.
This Chiefs offense has not been this prolific offense in probably 1,000 days, Stank. The last time this Chiefs offense was putting up players like this, you were Stink. Now you're Stank, and soon you're going to be Stunk.
You want to know where the Chiefs rank offensively?
Yes, please.
Okay, total yards, they're 14th, so whatever. Passing yards, they're 12th, 162 per game. Rushing yards, they're 12th, 50 per game. Points, they're 7th, 23.
Yeah. Seventh in points, which again,
their down percentage top 10, they're 8th, 36%. But it's the defensive side that people forget about.
I can't continue to say the same stuff over and over again because I'm driving myself nuts.
Yeah.
These nitwits, morons, and idiots that are on national television that stink up the joint with their skunky stank takes think it's 2018. I have never seen the initial impression of a team and Patrick Mahomes, what he did his first year playing, carry over like this is. Like, what other players do we look at? What other teams do we look at and go, it's not the same as it was 7 years ago?
Golden State. But that's because they don't have certain players.
Yeah, because the players aren't there, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I know Sammy Watkins isn't here. I know that, you know, Tyreek Hill's not here. They've won two Super Bowls without Tyreek
Hill. Right. Like, what are people looking for?
The other thing is, like, you know, it's not the greatest take when they say stuff like, well, the offense isn't there. This isn't an offensive driven team every single game. Again, right. We can give you they're the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They give up 14 points a game, but they don't score 30 because they don't
need
freaking have to. And I think that's where, you know, I take this game. And when I was talking to you guys yesterday about if you want to know, like, okay, take your homer, you know, bias take out of it. Why do you firmly believe the Chiefs will win? And, you know, when I talk to my buddies and you know, we could get nerdy and people be like, well, why do you think the Chiefs will win? You can't just say Mahomes and Andy Reid. Okay.
Well, that's a big reason why they will be winners.
But that's where I'll peel the onion back and I'll say, okay, well, look at their defense. They only give up 14 points per game. They're led with leadership on defense. They have the best interior lineman in Chris Jones. They have one of the best, if not the best, corner in football in Trent McDuffie. They have linebackers that excel at different levels, right? Nick Bolton's your quarterback. Drew Tranquil's like your veteran scat guy. And Leo Chenal's just absolutely crazy.
And
he can do whatever he wants on that position. Plus, Charles Omenihu is back. And when we had Nate Taylor on yesterday, he gives you more solidification on what the importance of having him back and why this defense, even though these guys on national television don't want to talk about it, the offense is down. Travis Kelce's older. These guys don't know what they're doing. This was what he had to say, Nate Taylor, The Athletic, on the importance of Omenihu yesterday.
I think the biggest player that people should be talking about more is Charles Omenihu. He unlocks everything for George Karlaftis, and he takes less of a burden off of Chris Jones. Chris Jones doesn't have to be Hall of Fame amazing every third down. Now, he can obviously do it, you know, here and there at a certain point in the game, and we watched that last week against Houston where he just immediately eliminates a potential, you know, scoring drive for Texas and makes them push, you know, punt the ball away. But I do think Charles Omenihu, with the strip sack, his ability to go inside and outside, you know, hey, unlike the first matchup, Josh Allen might be better contained in the pocket because you have Chris Jones, you have George Karlaftis, you have Charles Omenihu, you might sprinkle in Mike Dana or Tershawn Wharton as the fourth guy. And now it just becomes, can you tackle?
Yeah, tackling obviously is going to be key for both sides, and the Chiefs are a really good tackling team. I think that kind of gets lost as well, that people don't focus on defense. And that's the low-hanging fruit that these guys on national TV, they know they can, you know, throw out the offensive stuff, but you don't look at the defense. And the other thing too, Dusty, that I think is a really big key in all of this now is I think we're to the point of this era of Chiefs football, maybe just this year of Chiefs football is a better way to put that, is that we're looking at a special teams unit now where you can almost count on making a big play, whether it's a big return, whether it's a block kick, whether it's, you know, forcing Tommy Thompson last week to shank it out of bounds, whatever the case may be. I think kind of the underlying quiet secret right now is that the Chiefs are going to make a special teams play in this game because that's what they've been doing. A lot of their games this year have been flipped because of what Dave Tobe is doing on special teams. And I love the fact that they've got this thing moving in the right direction, and we've got a special teams unit now that can capitalize, that can make plays, that can do some really good things. So it's I know offense is what's, you know, sexy and people talk about all the time, but at some point in time, if you're Stink, Stank, Stunk, you got to kind of reinvent your takes and like watch a modern day Kansas City Chiefs game to understand what they're all about. Because if Stink, Stank, Stunk actually watched a Chiefs game, he wouldn't have that take that the offense isn't where it used to be. Because this offense is where it used to be is about 3 years in the running now. It was like when I went to Fenway Park for the first time back in the 90s as a kid. Actually, I was in college. It was the mid-90s. My dad and I went to Fenway Park. It was cool, man. We sit down, and it's the old ballpark, and they got these old rickety seats. And this large gentleman sits next to us and, you know, kind of fills up the seat. And he looks at me and he goes, boy, this isn't how they used to make them, is it? And I'm like, no, this is exactly how they used to make them, right? Mm-hmm. These seats have been here since the 1902, right? Mm-hmm. This is exactly how they used to make them. And so when Stink, Stank, Stunk sits there and says, well, this isn't the Chiefs offense of old, I'm like, no, this is what the Chiefs offense has been for the last 1,000 days. And they've won 2 Super Bowls doing it this way. And so maybe put down a Denver Bronco game, watch a team that wins, and if you're going to be on national TV and talk about them, understand how their team operates and understand what this team is all about. Because every time Stink, Stank, Stunk speaks, I go, you haven't watched the Chiefs game since they traded Tyreek Hill.
You all right over there?
No.
Okay, just making sure. There's a donut in there if you need to calm down.
I may need a little bit of a sugar rush.
All right, let's get into the cover two. We do that here. Cover two is brought to you by Low and Slow, the first ever smoked barbecue potato chip and cheese puff, now available in stores in Kansas City like Hy-Vee. Bob, you're on the top.
I am.
Yep, you're on top, and you've taken a breath, so maybe bring some good light into your life here.
All right, my first one in the cover, 2 quarterbacks this weekend. Whichever quarterback plays the best, that team's going to win. It's simple, it's easy to say, but it's the truth. Whatever quarterback goes out there and doesn't make the mistakes, they're going to win this game. It all comes down to Josh Allen, and it all comes down to Patrick Mahomes to me. Those are your 2 superstars. Those are the 2 best quarterbacks in the league. They control this game. The other one that I'm going to watch in my cover, 2 this week, Travis Kelce. Could this be the last game for Travis at Arrowhead? Maybe, maybe not, but it could be. You don't know. You just got to watch him. How's he taking it all in? How's he watching the Arrowhead crowd? Is he looking up? Is he getting emotional? Is he getting sentimental? I think it's going to be a big game for Travis Kelce and a big game to watch him kind of take all of this in. And then watching him at the podium when they claim the Lamar Hunt trophy for the 3rd time, saying, you got to fight for your right to party. That's what I'm all about this weekend.
Woo. That will be interesting to watch him. I mean, obviously, there'll be a lot of cameras on him.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, is this it? Is this the last one? And he'll be, you know.
Do we see him or Taylor more in this game?
Him. Yeah. They only showed Taylor, like, what, twice last time?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times. You're just a homer.
They'll still complain about it. Yeah. Giselle never got shown, by the way.
That's right. Yeah,
Giselle
right.
Never.
Oh, never. No. God,
yeah, Jessica Simpson never got shown.
Yeah, that's right. Tony Romo. Exactly.
And she had a pink jersey custom made. Right. Like, it was a pink 9 and a Dallas. But they never showed her.
That's right. All good. No,
they didn't show Eminem when he went to the Detroit playoff game last
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Remember when Eminem got the booth on that football game with Brent Musburger?
High as hell. It was awesome.
It was one of the greatest things ever. Musburger and Herb Streeter.
He was asleep at one point.
Musburger was?
Not well.
Well, maybe.
Not if AJ McCarron's girlfriend was in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
We are looking live at a babe.
It's good to be the quarterback in Alabama.
Brent, you're kind of a creep. We're going to send you to Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
2nd and 10. All right, Jaden Daniels history. We're talking about all the history, all the legacies on the line over on Sunday night's game.
Oh, you're doing your cover too.
Jaden Daniel, he has a bunch of history that he can make as well with being the best rookie season already. He could be the first rookie to go to a Super Bowl or first rookie to really lead his team to a Super Bowl. He'd actually be, I think, the 5th rookie to go to a Super Bowl as the starting quarterback. But he is the catalyst of this team. So I'm watching history be made at 2 o'clock for Jaden Daniels. I'm all in on him. And then the Chiefs run defense. I've watched the Bills gash 2 top 10 run defenses in back-to-back playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that Josh Allen, if they can run the ball with James Cook and Johnson and those guys, he doesn't have to be Superman. And for the Chiefs to win this game, they need to have Josh Allen make mistakes, and he needs to think he needs to be Superman. If they run the ball, he doesn't have to be Superman.
But I think you're leading to a point. I think he's going to try to be Superman, and that's what's ultimately going to cost him.
I hope so.
That'll happen if they shut down James Cook in the first quarter.
Obviously, I mean, you look at you bring up the defenses. Denver was playoff shook against Buffalo
for sure.
Baltimore went up against some teams that
numbers could be skewed the wrong way, right? I mean, you know, their pass defense is so bad that why would you run against them? You know,
now Buffalo did get their right tackle back, which is what Capaccio told us, who's been a big key person in their run game. But again, can't run the ball that much if you're down, right?
That's exactly right.
The cover two for me, one Dusty Likens, the Buffalo shade. That's what I want to see. Xavier Worthy, it's your time to say thanks for the trade that you allowed us to get. Let Xavier Worthy be the dog, right? Like, I get it. Travis Kelce's going to be focal point number one for number 15, but why not, you know, throw some interesting plays? I mentioned it earlier in the script. Maybe throw a lateral to Xavier Worthy like they did with Kadarius Toney last year in the regular season game that was called offsides. Let them be like, son of a buck, we let them have Xavier Worthy. We gave them Patrick Mahomes. We've done all these things to advance there. We always remember the story. We always know there's some petty Mahomes that shows up. Let Xavier Worthy catch the deep pass on a rookie safety that's got a start, or a cornerback that's not quite there, or a linebacker who's got a tender hammy and he goes over the middle and then it's like nobody can catch him. Would love to see the Buffalo shade from the Kansas City side by getting Xavier Worthy involved in what his role will be in this game. He was the only receiver that caught a pass last week. That's not going to be the case this week, but I want him to be the leading receiver in this game. My other one is obviously the Rook. I'm watching with you, Mac. 2 o'clock. I'm ready for it. Yes. I want to see what this kid can do. It's the best season since Andrew Luck. We forget that Andrew Luck won 11 games after his franchise had only won two the year before, and they went to the playoffs with Andrew Luck. Somehow his season has been completely forgotten, maybe because of the way he exited the NFL, we act like it never happened.
I think we kind of wiped him from the NFL history books, it seems like.
But go look at his rookie year, man. Disgusting numbers. Daniels as well. Can you be the guy that beats the team? I think a lot of people have Philadelphia winning this game because of the unknown, but how much doubt can you create with your clout as you get more and more advanced in the league? Plus, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be straight up honest with you. I would much, much rather face a rookie in the Super Bowl than I would Jalen Hurts, even though he's not better than I think Jalen
Daniels. I don't want to face Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl.
Shayshon's good, bro.
Shayshon, baby.
Shayshon.
So that's my cover, too. I'm watching Buffalo shade with Xavier Worthy, and I'm watching if the Rook can get it done in Philadelphia and kick Nick Sirianni out of football, because I would love that. Because if you're going to, you're going to have to stop this guy.
Shayshon Barkley. I swear, Shayshon Barkley is the best. We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Shayshon Barkley. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. And he plays for a team called...
E-L-G-F-E-S Eagles!
I don't know what that spells.
Let's go, Birds!
Iglesias.
Let's go, Birds.
Enrique Iglesias.
Shayshon.
Enrique Iglesias is kind of underrated. He's got some good bangers out there, man.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I Can Be Your Hero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Bailamos.
Bailamos. Let the rhythm take you over. Bailamos. He doesn't know these songs.
Oh, they were bangers. He was like the Aldi version of Ricky Martin.
Aldi version? Or you could go the other way around, though.
Or Ricky Martin was the Aldi version of Enrique?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting one. Who is? Yeah.
Who made the mole more a sex appeal? Cindy Crawford and Enrique Iglesias.
No, Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. She made me drink Pepsi.
She was gorgeous. Is. Yeah. You know who she was married to at one point?
Don Henley.
Was she really?
I don't know. Oh. I'm just guessing a random name from that time period. That was, I have no idea.
So specific.
Billy Joel. That was a good pull, though. Don
Henley. They
were
married. Billy Joel. And I knew he was married to Christy Brinkley. He was also married to Cindy Crawford.
I don't know.
Oh. I was like, damn. Now I know what Captain Jack was about.
Billy Joel was, that's a great song, one of my all-time favorites, by the way.
It was about heroin.
One of Billy Joel's ex-wives is on the Food Network, Katie something or other. He was married to her for like a hot minute.
That would be awesome. Like if you were a superstar, celebrity, athlete, musician, and your wife is like the pampered chef or like the pioneer woman. Or you're Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood all of a sudden's like, you know what? You do well enough. I'm just going to go hobby it out. Now you're a great cook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Just be like, It's like everybody's like, Tom Brady looks so good at the age of 45. Yeah, he's a personal chef. Like
personal chef, everybody.
Hey, man, today you're going to have this for, oh, sweet.
How much better would you be in your life with a personal chef, making sure you ate healthy and all the right things and did all the shopping and cooked all
awesome.
The meals?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
you can use Isles
stress.
Online at Hy-Vee and make them do all the shopping for you. Just pick it up. It's great. But
what's for dinner tonight, Roger? I've got a pan-seared duck.
Yeah. I've got
a side of shallots and a little bit of a little dimmy glaze on your Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Only about 6 ounces, 200 grams of, all right, thank you.
Yeah, like measuring it all out so you get everything perfect.
And then right after that, your buddy Rick is like, hey, we got to go hit the gym. Let's go do our cardio. Like, golly, all right.
Yeah.
Would easily be one of my first purchases if I was super rich.
A chef?
Private chef, yep. I think so.
Somebody says, Bobby, you're talking about Katie from the kitchen.
That's right. Yep.
Pepsi sucks. Coke is better. Not when Cindy Crawford drinks it. That's the only backwash I would drink out of a Coke can would be Cindy Crawford's. Ugh. Sorry, I left a little river on that side. It's okay. See ya. Cindy Croft, man. Babe. Do you remember her?
He has no idea.
I don't know. Dude,
Google search Cindy Crawford.
God, he doesn't know Cindy Crawford?
I'm sure if I saw her, but...
You know who Dolly Parton is, though, right?
Come on.
No. How many times you go to Dollywood while living
in
Tennessee?
Oh, I know Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, I know this woman.
Do.
Yeah, I know this woman.
How many times you go to Dollywood when you were living in Tennessee?
Only once. It's good. Yeah. Had a person perform there, a friend performing there. It's all right. Okay.
Cindy Crawford apparently was married to Richard Gere.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you go to Hillbilly Golf in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, too?
I did not.
Neither did I. My parents took me there on vacation one time, wouldn't let me play Hillbilly Golf. Oh. I'm never letting them forget that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That